Hey, everybody, and welcome in to another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I am your host, Clayton Morris. I'm a real estate investor who's just learning, just like yourself, in the trenches, trying to create passive income for my family. My wife and I, we've got two kids, and well, I think by the time this episode hits, we'll have our third one. Well, my wife was, we had contractions up late last night, up until 2 a.m. So wanted to record an episode here before all that craziness happened. But anyway, I'm a real estate investor and I buy properties, we rehab them, and we hold them for passive income. That's what this show is laser focused on. We don't really talk about other forms of real estate investing because there's a lot of other things out there. This is only focused around building legacy wealth and passive income. On today's episode, I wanted to talk and keep this show brief for you, but I wanted to talk about how to beat shiny object syndrome. The reason I bring this up, I hear from a lot of new investors who get excited. Maybe they buy their first property. I had an investor who purchased his first property through us last week and was already talking about like 3 or 4 different strategies going forward. And their first property, to be clear, was already rehabbed and is cash flowing, bringing in now, I think, $800 a month. And he's well on his way. And yet he was already off like a fish looking at shiny objects, swimming for different lures and baits in the water. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I can recognize this immediately because I have in the past suffered tremendous shiny object syndrome. Tremendous. It's so easy today with all of the distractions and all of the different things that are popping up out there for you to look at on the internet and TV shows. You can turn on these flipping shows, right? And the other day I was at a doctor's office and that show Flip or Flop was on TV, right? Those two California investors who in Southern California, the blonde-haired girl, you know, and they go around and they're always like $50,000 off in their rehab, which if I talked to any of my rehabbers, they would, if they were $50,000 off, they would be fired, right? I could see a few $100s, but they're always like $30,000 over budget or something. So it's so easy to get caught up in watching these different TV shows and sucked into different things. And you got to think to yourself, okay, I got my first rental property. You know what? Now maybe I want to start flipping houses. Yeah, I could do that on the side, or I could start to do this strategy and that strategy. And it's always great to have inspiration, right? I don't want to ever discourage anyone from having inspiration. But I think what's really powerful is to temper that inspiration, is to take a deep breath and to write down your goals. I always talk about reverse engineering your life. But if your goal is to get to 20 rental properties, like my goal is to get to, you know, was to get to 30 rental properties. And we hit that goal, you know, you think, okay, well, how is this serving my family? How is this serving my life? Have I created the net worth that I want? Well, maybe that now I need to increase it to 40 properties or 50 properties. But why would I want to suddenly change course and dive into this thing over here? Is it because you want to do it as a hobby or you really totally want to shift? The problem is, and I've done speeches on this, is that when we decide to multitask or we decide to switch tasks and now suddenly swerve over here, you're literally building a new business from the ground up. When I first started out, I was doing wholesale investing. When I started, I was laser focused on wholesale investing. But then what happened is I suddenly got frustrated and I started to swerve a little bit. And I started to think, oh, maybe I'll do lease options or I'll do subject to mortgages, or these are all jargon terms in real estate investing. So don't get worried about it. But the point is that it was for me to then swerve in a new direction. My mentor taught me once something powerful. He said, you realize when you're going to swerve, you're literally throwing out all of the progress that you've made. And now you're going to be going in a totally new direction. And you have to be creating an entirely new business. Anytime you find yourself saying something like, well, it's just going to be this, or, oh, it's not going to be that big of a deal, it's just going to be that. You hear those words, it's just going to be, you're lying to yourself. I want you to think anytime you are swayed by a shiny object, I want you to remember that is always going to be 10 times harder than you think it is. That is absolutely true. Anything worth doing is worth doing well. So if you're suddenly going to switch and swerve your whole, you know, your whole strategy, I want you to remember that you're doing it from the ground up, and it's going to be 10 times more difficult and more time consuming than you probably think so right now. So for those new investors out there who are trying to get private money for the first time and they're hitting a little bit of a wall, okay, well, remember Pablo on our episode just a short time ago when Pablo said in episode 50 that he was taking action, he was getting private money, and then by our follow-up call 4 weeks later, he had acquired private money and he had taken action. But he called like five or six different people and nobody would give him private money. It wasn't until he made that next phone call, right, that diamond was right there in that mine. If you just would have used that pickaxe to make one more swing, you would have actually hit those diamonds. And that's what Pablo did. So it's very easy when all of these different informational courses out there in real estate investing, or if you listen to other real estate podcasts, to get swayed by different strategies. Just stay focused on what is bringing you money, or what you know will bring you money when you figure out how you want financial freedom in your family. That's why when I started this podcast, I wanted to keep it laser focused on passive income and creating legacy wealth with buy and hold real estate. That is the theme of this show, and I have stuck to it. Now we are on, episode 57. Every one of our episodes so far has been devoted to passive income and creating legacy wealth through buy and hold real estate investing. Bottom line. So it could have been very, and the reason I did it that way is because I know myself, right? I know my weaknesses. And I know if I started having on all kinds of experts who are, you know, buying skyscrapers in Dubai or buying coal mines in West Virginia, you know, I know that I can get excited by these things. And I know because I've already been building massive wealth through real estate investing and buy and hold properties that this works for me. This has been able to change my life. So why switch? Why start getting dragged down by shiny object syndrome? That's how you beat shiny object syndrome. When someone comes to you with something shiny, I want you to take a deep breath and say, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. And I want you to create a folder, whether it's a digital folder or it's something in your filing cabinet called the Someday Maybe folder. Write it down and put it in there. And then I want you to come back 3 weeks later and look at it. And you're probably going to laugh when you open that filing cabinet and look at it. You're going to say, what was I thinking? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to invest. I'm not going to invest in a restaurant. Come on. No way. It's a very powerful tool. I had a friend of mine who came to me with some wackadoo idea about something. He wanted to do a documentary on, I don't know what it was. And I said, thank you. That's a great idea. And he said, I kind of sense some reservation, like you're not really interested. And I said, no, I'm just going to thank you for that. I'm going to put it in my folder. Let's get back to it in a few weeks. Let's just see how this sits. And I never heard, he never did anything with it and he didn't care about it. And I ended up thinking it was a joke. And I looked at it a few weeks later in my Someday Maybe folder. And I said, come on, we're not doing this. No way. Stay focused on what's really making a big difference in your life. So that's my two cents for today, how to beat shiny object syndrome. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you listening. And I want to thank you. I'm going to read one of our 5-star reviews. Let's see. Excellent podcast. So this is a 5-star iTunes review from Diz Nye. Thank you. Excellent podcast. Clayton is the real deal. This is a 5-star review. Kudos to Clayton for creating such a well-produced and inspiring podcast. The podcast helps to motivate new and beginning real estate investors to secure passive income via a buy and hold strategy. See, if I was off, not focused, I wouldn't get a review like that. Clayton has a warm way about him, and his podcast is quite enjoyable. This has quickly become one of my must-do podcasts each week. I just wonder how Clayton manages to produce so many podcasts so quickly. Thanks, Clayton, and keep it up. Well, I am a broadcaster by nature, so that's why I'm able to do podcasts. So thank you so much for that kind review. If you would like to leave a 5-star review in iTunes, that helps other people discover the podcast and really grow their rental portfolio and help them out, because we've got a lot of great episodes with a lot of great advice from our past listeners, our past experts. So thank you so much, everyone. We will be back here, of course, on Wednesday with another great episode. I'm really excited about our case study episode coming up on Wednesday. You don't want to miss that. And then Pablo will be back on Thursday with another fantastic follow-up. Now, you'll recall Pablo, this is part two of our episode with Pablo. Pablo, didn't have any money and he had no experience when he started real estate investing. And now in part two, he is going to reveal just something fantastic, which I kind of revealed a little bit here, but hey, who cares? You got to listen. You got to listen next week or later this week. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great one. Thank you so much for downloading and subscribing to the podcast. We'll see you back here next time on Investing in Real Estate. Much love to you all.